Hey everyone, welcome to this episode. This is the podcast based on the fundamentals of success for the 21st century. My name is Jordan Lane Miller and I'm excited to be here with you, sharing my experiences, insights, successes, and struggles with these eight fundamentals. If you're wondering what they are, number one is emotional intelligence, number two is communication, three is self-management, four is health, five is finances, six is leadership, seven is entrepreneurship, and eight is goal setting. And I believe that these eight fundamentals, when we work on mastering one or all eight of them, can lead to a life lived by design, which I think is what everyone here would be who would be listening to this certainly is desiring to achieve. And so, on this episode, what I want to talk about is happiness. Now, it doesn't necessarily, I'm not sure what fundamental to categorize it with and put it under, because really I think that it falls under all eight of them. But I was listening to an interview with somebody who was talking about happiness, who's quote-unquote expert on happiness. And they started off, and so the disclaimer is I have not done any scientific or official research on happiness. My experience with it is what I have personally, obviously throughout my life, and then just a lot of observation within the personal development world, which is where people a lot of times go to try to find or discover, become happy. So there's certainly this happiness movement, and there's a lot around it. And I had heard this interview before, just listening to it this last time. It struck me, and it actually struck me not necessarily the best way. Now, that again, this expert, she certainly has done her research and everything, and so I don't want to discredit anything she's done. It's been far more than me. I just take a different viewpoint on it, and I wanted to share that and ask some questions and see what anybody here listening thinks. And so they started off, and I don't have the exact percentages, stats, but she started off by saying that about 50% of happiness, or 40 or 50%, was genetics. And then another, 30 to 40% was circumstances. And then, the remaining was choice, whether you choose to be happy or not. And that's what struck me, I don't want to say it's odd, it struck me as, I just don't accept that. I just don't see how happiness can be a genetic trait. It certainly could be. I could be way wrong. Obviously there's a big, there's a large camp that says that, genetics is happiness, or at least a portion of it. And then, of course, you have the famous quotes. I think it was, I forget who it was. I want to say maybe Abraham Lincoln, that, and this, maybe it's attributed to the wrong author, that people are about as happy as they make up their minds to be. I think I fall more into the camp of happiness is a choice. Now, circumstances, I think, can play a large part in that. It's certainly when things are going smoothly and things are going how you want, then it's certainly easier to be happy based on how we've grown up, because we're raised in such a way that, encourages and fosters us to be happy or to want to achieve happiness. And we're told over and over, do what makes you happy. Find what you love, all those kind of things. So it's pre-programmed, it's ingrained in us from such an early age. that, you know, we just are naturally or we're, you know, robotically always searching for happiness. Now, I certainly know some people that happiness is not their first and natural emotion, which, you know, again, that doesn't make sense to me. However, maybe that plays into the genetic part. But based on my own experience, I really feel like someone can choose to be happy with whatever's going on in their life. There's many different ways to look at it and say, yes, I am happy. I choose to be happy without deceiving ourselves, without lying, right? Because I think in all situations, even the worst of them, somebody can, if they choose, find the gratitude, find the happiness, find something in it that allows them to be happy. Obviously, I haven't had a whole lot of tragedy strike me, so I don't speak from that side with a lot of experience either. However, I know that the times that are toughest for me, I have trained myself. I have worked diligently over the last 10 years that I know of, maybe before that, but at least the last 10 years, on choosing happiness. And it's not, I mean, there's a lot of things that can make me happy. There's a lot of things that can make anybody happy. I'm certainly not doing everything that that makes me happy. Sometimes there's things that I do that I'm not happy about. But the reason I think it's more of a choice than it is the genetics is because about 7 or 8 years ago, I started a gratitude journal, one in the morning. Every morning I wake up and the first thing I do is log one journal entry of gratitude for my wife, about my wife. Regardless of how it's a reflection on yesterday and whatever kind of interaction or whatever, something that she did, something that pertains to what happened yesterday. And then at night, I log three things that I'm grateful for the day. So in the last however long it's been, about 7 or 8 years now, I've found that my outlook on things is entirely different. I found that my ability to weather storms, I found that my ability to be positive, which in turn leads to happiness, in my opinion, I found that that was much more prevalent in my life than it used to be before I started journaling gratitude. And so that's one reason why I think that happiness is a choice. So what's another reason? I mean, you know, whether you've intentionally talk or seek out gratitude or, you know, whatever. I mean, the other reason is because I just see so many people that have made choices going against the grain, going against all odds, going against the norm. And they went from not being happy to happy. And you can hear, I mean, we all know a story of somebody who has said something to the effect of, I just wasn't happy at all. I was miserable in my job. I was miserable doing this. The life I was leading was not me. It's not who I wanted to be. I found myself depressed, all these things. And they, at one point, they decided to make a change. So, you know, that is somewhat circumstance, but I think circumstance is a choice. For most people, I never want to say, you know, if anything is 100% or not. But for most people, circumstances are a choice, especially for a large portion in our country, in our society. So that's another reason why I think happiness is more of a choice than it is genetics. My daughter asked me the other day, because she was listening to this interview, and she said, "I think I was born a happy person." I said, "How do you know that? Why do you think that?" And of course, I mean, it's hard to say an answer when you're 7. It's hard to say an answer when you're 34. But she asked me, "Dad, were you born happy?" And I said, "I don't know. I guess I'd like to think I was, based on who I am now. Right, and that really all I've ever known is happiness on the grander scale. Right, so I would believe that I was, I think we're all predestined. We're all born to be happy if we make the choices, if we find ourselves in the circumstances. I haven't heard much about a happiness gene to suggest that, you know, a baby, an infant, a newborn, has the unhappiness gene versus the happiness gene. I guess if they were to come out with some, you know, irrefutable evidence that said, here is the gene, here's the chromosome that is the happiness chromosome or gene, then, you know, that might disprove my theory on it. But for now, and maybe they have, I just don't know about it. But for now, I believe it's a choice. So I just wanted, that really struck a chord with me because, again, when someone's pushing very hard towards a life they want, towards a goal, towards any of these 8 fundamentals, it's going to hopefully lead to happiness. On the same token, I think that when you strive for mastery in all of these fundamentals, you're naturally and inevitably you're going to be happy. Because, you know, for example, with emotional intelligence, the number one fundamental, when you know yourself, when you've become very self-aware and you've mastered that, you're naturally going to, even during the rough times, even the time when you're doing stuff you don't want to do, having a strong grip on your self-awareness, that has to encourage happiness, that has to foster happiness. When you're able to communicate on a level that allows you to encourage others, that allows you to negotiate and persuade and influence others, it allows you to get what you would like, it allows you to help others, naturally, you're going to be happy from those results, from those efforts. When you are mastering your goals, and you're setting goals and you're mastering that art, of course you're going to be happy. So that's why I think there's a choice, and that's why I think I wanted to discuss the happiness, and I would love to hear anybody's opinion in their own experience, in their own mind. Is happiness a choice, or is it a gene? Is it a mix? What are your thoughts? So drop a comment below or email me, jordan@jordanlanemiller.com. Connect with me on social media and let me know what you think about it on one of those platforms. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and YouTube, and LinkedIn. And so you can also find a little bit more information, or you can connect with me and contact me on my website, jordanlanemiller.com. And let's get this happiness, let's continue this, because I don't want to, obviously it started well before this podcast here, but let's continue this in our own little circle, in our own little group, and see what everybody can contribute to the happiness movement. Thanks so much for tuning in, and until next time, make it a great day.